Michigan, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Greek voters have overwhelmingly rejected a demand by the country's lenders to impose more austerity measures on the country in exchange for new bailout loans for the government in Athens. Results show 61% rebuffed warnings from European leaders that ignoring their calls for more austerity could force the country from the 19-nation euro currency bloc. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras had urged a no vote. After the vote on today, he said, "We celebrate the victory of democracy." Nikki Kalamiri cast a no vote.
This result filled me with hope for tomorrow, for Greece. I'm very proud of Greek people. Very, very proud. We don't want to be slaves.
Yoren Dijsselbloem, the head of the Eurozone finance minister, said difficult measures and reforms are inevitable for the recovery of the Greek economy. Ministers will meet this week to discuss what comes next. Foreign ministers from the six negotiating powers are returning to Vienna and preparing to meet in a final push to secure a nuclear deal with Iran ahead of a self-imposed July 7th deadline. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif met Sunday after breakthroughs were reported on sanctions relief and whether Iran has developed nuclear weapons. The United States has pledged to support its support for Nigeria after days of insurgent attacks blamed on the Islamist group Boko Haram, which left dozens dead in the country's northeast in the last 24 hours. U.S. spokesman John Kirby Sunday strongly condemned attacks and said the U.S. is behind Nigeria's efforts to bring those responsible to justice. This is VOA News.